LBC weather.
Hello. Oh, a letter for me. Thanks, miss. Oh, blimey, look at the handwriting on these letters. Do I actually want to open these? These look like nutters. Is your mic on?
No.
Speak.
I'm speaking, you twat.
Relax. Calm down on the language, men.
We're on the air, aren't we?
Yeah, we're on the air. What does that red light mean?
We're not on the air.
What time does it look to you? There's nothing coming out of a microphone. Oh, man, that sounded like the alien monster. Speak now.
Hello.
Oh, that's better.
I thought...
Just relax. Just take a breath and sit back, okay?
I thought you were just doing... I thought you were just doing a voice level check thing. Oh, my goodness, I'm sorry about that. I don't normally use foul language.
Silence,
this
woman.
This isn't the right mic. You always put the wrong mic on. What do you like?
I guess I'm like you initially said. Anyway, a fine night, although like a really dreadful night from now on. A fog may develop during the early hours. If we weren't going to go off the air already, we will now.
Oh, no!
Tonight's minimum temperature 13 Celsius, 55 Fahrenheit, after an early mist. Tomorrow it'll be a very warm day. Another one of those. Can you believe it? Summer's back. 25 degrees tomorrow. That is 77.
LBC Travel. On the A40 between the Denham roundabout and Hillingdon Circus, traffic is now easing eastbound after a car fire by the junction of Long Lane. Various events going on around the capital with extra traffic for the areas around Kennington Park, also at Ealing Common, the Wanstead Flat, Hampstead Heath, Roundwood Park and Wilsdon, at Trent Park, Finsbury Park and West India Quay. Elsewhere, the A3 Kingston bypass between Tolworth and Shannon Corner delays likely northbound into town. Also, Blackfriars Road at Southwark has single line traffic at the junction of Union Street, and in the West End on the A4 at Fleet Street by Fetter Lane, there's single line traffic at the junction to contend with as well. Public transport at the moment, and on the Underground, the Metropolitan line has delays after signal failure at Preston Road earlier, and the Northern line has got no service this weekend between Camden Town and Kennington via bank. Buses are running though between Euston and Kennington instead. I'm Daniel G.
Hey.
At AA Vodafone Roadwatch for LBC Travel. Welcome back.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's Nick Abbott and Carol McGiffin. On LBC, the voice of London, and Carol McGiffin, 0171 412 1152.
So already, Carol McGiffin has been on her worst behaviour.
I'm sorry. I thought you were just doing a level check.
I was mucking about. No, it was 2 minutes past six. You know when I come in, like, really early for the show?
Yeah. I
was actually...
You're so early. You're always early.
I was actually slightly earlier than I was last week, because I think I arrived in the building last week while the news was on. I got up at 5:30, having set my watch... the clock...
Today?
Yeah, having set the clock for 5.
How'd you get here?
By rocket. It was incredible. I told the cab driver I was late, and he did the business for me. It was amazing.
How did you get a cab so quickly?
Well, I ordered one by phone, which is probably still waiting outside my house, because a black one went by, and I thought, screw it, I'm getting this one.
Oh, right.
I can't believe that
I
actually arrived on time. And so I come in the building, and Carol is standing, like, nowhere near the studio. It's like 30 seconds before we're on the air, and you're still flipping through magazines. Out where they keep people before, you know, in the reception area, where they drag people in before they fire them, you know, out there.
The work area, you mean?
Yeah. And you say, oh, blimey, you're doing this on purpose, or something of that order. And I rush into the studio, and I don't know what this is like, one-upmanship on your part, but you stay out there, flipping through magazines for another full minute, until we're literally on the air. I can see you walking up the corridor. You're trying to outdo me.
No, I didn't. I went to get something to eat, because I thought, right, by the time we get the news, by the time we get the travel, by the time we've done the weather, it'll be time to be on.
We're on. Now, do I have to explain it any further? The red light is on. We are on. That mic is live. Everything that you say is heard by literally tens of people in London.
I do understand that, but I also know that when you do, when you test the levels before, on pre-fade, the light comes on, does it not?
Oh, so it's my fault.
So it's your fault. And you were sitting there going, delalio, 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 delalio. And that, to me, sounds like a mic check to me. You were!
You didn't assume that I was actually on the air with that kind of material.
No.
I'm a trained professional. Please, ladies and gentlemen, don't you try this at home.
You started to tell them, why isn't Nick talking to me like we're on the air?
Andy, can you stop drinking from your big gulp? He's got about, like, 4 pints of orange juice
in there. He's not well. Can you see? He's really not well.
What's the matter with you?
I thought it was a ghost. It was Andy.
Isn't your mic on? Is it on now? Speak. Now?
Oh.
I know. It sounds like the alien monster attacking, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Try now. Nothing at all. Okay, perfect.
Ah. Oh.
Well, here's the message. Can you please go get me I don't care how ill you are. Please get me a Diet Cola drink product.
Oh, he is ill.
Or I'll kill you.
Well, he's probably going to die during the show anyway, if you see how ill he looks.
Not interested.
I'm not well either, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Well, I'm not. I'm very sick.
So am I.
I've been in bed all day, too. I didn't get up till 5.
Well,
mine's totally self-inflicted.
So's mine. I had lunch.
Today, again?
Yeah.
Why do you do that? You do it every Saturday.
Because it's my day off.
Well, it's not, actually, because you're working now. You're here, you goon.
Goon, I prefer to what you called me previously.
I didn't. I called you a
blimey.
Twit. So there. That's all I said.
Oh, you had to underline what you said. Like, twice you've done it now.
No, but that's what I said.
Is it?
Yeah. Well,
you must have misheard
me.
I must have misheard you and thought that you were calling me what you always call me.
Stop it.
So anyway, and the journey in was a total blimey. I got in one of those cabs that,
So how was your lunch? Did you get served today?
Yeah, it was actually very good. I'll go into that later. But you know those cabs that have those nightmare seatbelts? What's wrong now? Oh, she's with the tape and the headphones again. She's doing a Blue Peter routine. They don't want you on Blue Peter. People who start swearing on the air is not their bag.
Will you stop saying that? I didn't swear. I can't deal with these headphones because, look, this is like they're made for someone with a head as big as yours.
Hey.
Not my head. They just keep falling off. They get on my nerves. I can't tear this sticky tape. Anyway, go on. What were you going to say?
Right, so I'm Nick Abbott, and in a nutshell, I'm a big-headed...
Next on the Nick Abbott and Carol McGiffin Show. Did we tell you that?
Nick Abbott and Carol McGiffin on LBC. The Voice of London.
Ah... So anyway, I get in one of these cabs, and you know the black cabs with the mutant seat belts? You must have been in one of those.
I've never put a seat belt on a cab in my whole life.
It's the law.
I know it is, but I break the law every time I get into a cab then.
You fought the law, and Carol won.
Yeah. You can't. I mean, you just can't.
You just have to. All that glass in front of you, you trust a cab driver? You're joking? Anyway, so I get in the cab...
I've never seen a cab in an accident, ever.
Not even in your rearview mirror?
No.
Them shaking their fist out the window at you?
No, honestly, I've never seen...
Ploughs into a building.
I've never seen a black cab smashed up, have you?
No, but neither do I want to see one at 50 miles an hour as I fly through its windscreen.
Am I on the right... what are you doing?
I've done it again.
You swapped the mics over again. I thought I sounded like over the... Oh, now look what you're
saying. Madam spilt coffee all over everywhere. So if suddenly we go off the air... Then you'll know what it is.
Don't do that. Oh, look what you made me do. Oh.
Anyway, I haven't got through telling you my story yet.
Okay, sorry.
So you get in one of these mutant the cabs with the mutant seatbelts. First of all, you can't pull it out of the rolling thing. You go, and it gives like an inch. And you start to go blue in the face, and then you go mad, which is what I do. Instantly crazed. And then you get it on.
I thought you'd calm down, Nickers.
Not yet. And then you put it on. Eventually, you get the thing out of its stupid roll thing. Whoever invented those seatbelts should be taken out and shot. I will pull the trigger.
What do they call them? I can't remember.
Seatbelts.
No, so you put the ratchet thing on them.
What do they call them? So anyway, you put it on, and it hugs you tight. And every time he takes off and you get sucked back into your seat, it goes back into its thing and locks there.
So eventually you end up in the seat.
Eventually you end up with this
molded
thing on, with this thing on like some sort of medical what do they call it when they try to stem your blood flow?
Don't ask me. My brain doesn't work today. I've got absolutely no idea. I know what you mean, but yeah,
yeah,
go on.
So one of those medical things is stopping your blood flow, and your face starts to turn blue, and your extremities start dropping off in front of you. And I don't have a lot in my extremities to lose.
No, I know.
And huh? I think I left a leg back in the cab. I was sucked into that seat so bad. Oh, what a nightmare. So anyway, we've got all these calls. Shall I punch them up at random?
Andy, we got calls?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Last couple of weeks has been great. Particularly when you were away. They absolutely loved it when you were gone. So why are you so...
Very funny.
Why are you so drunk today?
Oh, no, I'm not drunk today.
Oh, this is from yesterday.
Well, from the week, really.
Oh,
I've had some... What a week it's been, eh? Last night, right? Oh, I can't... I don't know where to begin. I had a fight with the... I had a fight with the doorman at the Atlantic Bar. I had near-on fisticuffs with the doorman at the Atlantic Bar last night. Do you know why, though? This is...
No, wait a minute. The Atlantic Bar, that's the one just up north of Piccadilly Circus?
Mm-hmm. Glasshouse Street. The underground one. It's a basement.
Yeah.
The thing is with the Atlantic Bar, right...
Is that that really queenie guy with a clipboard? Or is it a big bruising bouncer?
No,
there's one really queenie guy with a clipboard who's always... You know, you stroll along there...
No, he's all right.
When I get off the air at 4:30... 4 o'clock, rather. I was like, well, saunter down there. Very occasionally. Like, I hardly ever go to any of these posh places that you go to. But occasionally, like, my parents will come up into town or, you know, somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm racking my brains, trying to think of somewhere to drink. And the Atlantic Bar at 4:30 in the afternoon is perfect because there's no one there. Like,
yeah.
It's absolutely deserted.
And they do the best Bloody Mary in the world.
See,
actually.
There you go again.
What? They do! Stop it! Yeah, so you do go in there, but they let you in the afternoon, don't they, without any question?
Well, I don't know. I always get this sniffy look from some queenie bloke with a clipboard. It's like, who are you exactly? Do you have a reservation? And you go down there and there's...
At 4:00 in the afternoon, it's empty.
And there's nobody in there but staff.
But that's the problem. That's the problem with the Atlantic Bar. I hate those bars. They're not members' bars. You know, there's no rules except that... They put those barriers outside the door, and the doorman, or the bouncer, or the Jobsworth bloke with the clipboard, you're right, stands outside and decides who he's going to let in.
Yeah. Like, some bloke who lives on a council estate in Stockwell is scrutinising you for cool.
Exactly. But anyway, we got in all right, because we had dinner there anyway. But, coming out was a different matter. This bloke wouldn't let me out.
That was going to be my facetious remark, that you're so good for business, the amount of alcohol that you suck up through every orifice, that I shouldn't imagine...
True.
Like, you probably got passing a bar, and they grab you and physically manhandle you into the building, and you go, I don't want any more!
Come in here! We, honestly, he would not let me out, and I had the biggest argument with him, but do you know why he wouldn't let me out?
I don't understand. How can you not let...
He wouldn't let me out.
What does that mean?
Well, you see, we were sitting in the bar, and we had a bottle of champagne, and we didn't want to finish it. We wanted to finish it at home.
Oh, he wouldn't let you out with the drink.
No, exactly. But it was like nearly a full bottle of champagne, like, you know, 30-odd quid, like I'm just going to leave
it. Yeah, well, they don't
have
an off licence.
I don't care. I was hiding it under my jacket. No one could see it. And he wouldn't let me out. He said, no, you've got to leave that in there or you've got to go in and finish it. I said, but I don't want to. I said, excuse me, I've just spent hundreds of pounds in this bar and now you're telling me I can't go home. What's that all about? And my two mates were just laughing their heads off outside. They got out all right and I was just standing there. So as a result, my language became a little bit, you know...
What? Like you are on the air.
Flowery. And then this horrible snotty woman came up and said, and I was having a go at this bloke, like, you're telling me I can't go home. Will you please let me out? He's like, no. And I was like, jockey. Get out of this bar. And the woman came along, she went, oh, that's lovely language. And we all just turned around and told her to, you know, go away in not so many words. I mean, it really was like a comedy scene. I wish I had it on video. It was too funny. In the end, they called the manager. They called the owner or the manager or some big cheese bloke, and he came up and he just looked at this bouncer and just shook his head and just say, oh, you idiot. He said, go on, off you go. Just let us go. So that's this whole scene. because of this Jobsworth doorman bouncer. Just had nothing to do. He was bored. And the funny thing was, they have this, like, barrier outside, and they line the barrier up for a kind of queue. It's sort of set up for a queue.
Yeah.
Because they want people to queue up outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to get nobody out there. Nobody even trying to get in. I mean, you know, they should be grateful for people like me going in there, spending money in their bar.
Particularly people like you.
Well, it's not so cool, that place, anymore, is it?
Well,
you know, Titanic has kind of taken over. And that's
What's it like in there? I've only ever been in... I went in there once, into the Titanic bar. We're talking about the underneath this... Well, it's actually a pretty revolting hotel.
The Piccadilly Hotel, is it called? Piccadilly Hotel?
I don't know what it's called, but it's absolutely appalling in there. I hope that...
it's not called that. What's it called?
I don't know. I hope they're listening.
It is horrible. They don't have bathrooms en suite, do they? And the building's listed, so they can't build them. Can't change
it. Is that what
right.
it is?
Yeah.
Well,
I thought it's so cheap.
They can change internal structure, not external.
No, apparently there's a big problem with it and they can't do it, otherwise I'm sure they would have done it by now.
Really? So you don't get a bathroom in your
room? It's the Regent Palace
room.
Hotel,
that's right.
isn't it?
I've heard nothing but bad about it.
Yeah, but that's why it's so cheap. It's only about £40 a night to stay there, and it's in the middle of London, so people don't care.
I guess. But anyway, it's got two swank bars,
underneath.
Bar restaurants underneath it, which are competing with each other. One's called the Atlantic, and one, Smirk Smirk, is called the Titanic.
Exactly. Titanic. Well, I don't really like the Titanic, actually, to be honest.
I only went in there once on the first Saturday that it opened. I had a reservation for lunch, and we went in, and there was absolutely nobody in there at all. It was brand spanking new, gleaming, and there was no... And we walked over to the desk, and we thought... Looks like something wrong here. And they had a fire in the kitchen, so lunch was cancelled.
There's a fire in the kitchen.
So I've never been back. Because I haven't had anything good about that place either.
Well, I had a meal there, and it wasn't very good, actually. And yet, Atlantic Bar, whatever you say about it, the food in there last night was top. It was top-notch scoff. Really very good.
Last time I ate in the Atlantic Bar, I was, I don't know.
What, you were 9 years old?
No.
What?
I don't know if I should tell this story.
Don't say you were ill.
I was beyond ill, but that's not the part
of the
story.
Because of the food?
No.
What then? Was it really awfully embarrassing?
Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine.
But not necessarily for me. It was for me at the time, but the embarrassing part would not be mine if I tell this story. Shall I tell this story?
What are you saying? You didn't make it?
She probably won't be listening.
Who? Who? Your mum?
No.
Who?
Oh, I don't know if I should tell this.
Who? It must be embarrassing because you're blushing.
This woman called me up from a TV company. I can't remember either her name or what the TV company was or what this program was or whatever it was. And she said, oh, we're interested in you doing this TV program. I'm going to burp. Hang on.
That was really vile.
Yeah, that was the dead thing in me, its last gasp. Anyway,
it's horrible. Go on, yeah.
And,
You went to talk to someone about doing TV?
Yeah.
You don't want to be on telly?
Well, I'm rethinking.
Eh?
Okay.
Are you all right?
I'll get to that in a while. But she called me up and said, oh, yes, we're very interested. So why don't we go for a drink? And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Let's do lunch.
And so she came to the other place where I work, and, I don't know if I should tell this, it's so embarrassing.
Come on, you have to now, you can't start it and then not...
You know when you see somebody and they fancy you, and you know instantly, you look at them, and you think, uh-oh, I'm in trouble now. And she was interviewing me for this...
Oh, right, she had the hots for you. Oh, dear.
Big time, yeah. And I, as you can imagine, wasn't remotely interested. And so we repaired to the Atlantic Bar.
Yeah.
I'm trying to walk behind her because I didn't want to walk in front of her because of her steely gaze on my hot bottom.
Yeah, go on. Oh, my God, poor woman. Go on.
And so we go into what is unfortunately known as Dick's Bar and order some drinks. We're drinking bottles of wine. And, you know, when you're nervous, you kind of drink fast. And on an empty stomach, I almost single-handedly polish off a bottle of wine. And she, meanwhile, is making every point by touching whatever part of my anatomy is nearest her.
I've just seen that.
And I'm equally trying to remove anything that's sticking towards her away, like my hand, my arm, my knee, and eventually I'm almost facing in the other direction.
Oh, no.
And at one point she presses home her advantage, like she touches my hand and presses home her advantage by gripping my hand and not letting go.
Eh?
Yeah.
Well, she's holding your
hand. She's actually holding my hand as she's talking to me, staring into my eyes.
Oh,
we only having met 30 minutes previously.
What was the TV show?
I can't remember. And my mind is going... It's like alarm bells are going off in my mind going, get me out of here! But she's offering, you know, there's the potential to earn an enormous amount of money to be on TV.
Yeah.
Right, so I thought, better stick with it. So we ordered another bottle of wine. And I think I almost single-handedly polished that off too while trying to get her drunk at the same time.
So you could slope off?
Just so I could mentally retreat from this awful situation. And so we eventually walk through next door and get a table and eat. I've got no idea what we ate or long we were there, but I do remember getting up to go to the toilet.
When was this?
A couple of years ago.
All right.
And I felt like a ping pong, like a, what are those tables, what are those...
A thing, I know what you mean.
What are they called?
I don't know.
It's got the flipper table where they're going to go...
Bing, 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 bing,
pinball.
Bing,
pinball, yeah, pinball.
Pinball.
I felt like a pinball machine as I was careering off people in a zigzag, like bouncing off people sat down at tables in the longest possible route to go to the toilet. We could have been on the Atlantic, I was swaying so much. Oh, and three bottles of wine later, over two of which I'm sure I drank myself.
Oh my God, that's hideous.
I stood up and I said, right, I'm going now. And so we both stagger out, me accepting her support, because otherwise I'm sure I would have fallen over.
Oh my God.
And we get outside, and she came down from Birmingham or Manchester or somewhere like that. We stand out.
No.
outside the Atlantic Bar, which is on Piccadilly Circus, at like sort of 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
And a cab pulls by and I wave it and I get in and I say goodbye. And she's like, where will I stay? You know, hinting that she wanted to come back.
No.
Of course. That was the entire plan for the day. I'm sure that's why she called me up in the first place.
Oh,
she was like a fan or something. I'm like, she's probably one of these people who stalk me.
Oh, no.
And I said, well, stay here. Motioning towards the hotel. I said, you could, go up to Euston. They got hotels there. You know, if you miss your last... And she's like, I think I've missed my train. And I just motioned the cab to leave. And so she's probably still there.
She probably is. You can remember her name. Who was it?
I can't. If you put a gun to my head, I wouldn't be able to remember her name.
You can remember the TV show, though. What kind of telly show was it?
I can't remember her name or the TV show, but I could spot her in a lineup.
This is a journey into sound.
We'd like to apologize for anything that Abbott and McGiffin say.
Nick Abbott and Carol McGriffin.
Come on,
guys. McGiffin?
No.
McGiffin.
Okay.
Nick Abbott and Carol.
Get a new voiceover.
Carol McGiffin. Personal voiceover.
Thank you.
Hello, sweetie.
Nick Abbott and Carol McGiffin on LBC, the voice of London.
Oh. Right, so after that trip down memory lane, we're back.
Oh, we've recovered. So
it's Nick Abbott and Carol McGiffin on LBCing you, and look at this response so far. They hate you.
Shut your face.
It's 0171-412-1152.
There were calls before, but you just carried on telling your own self-indulgent story. So all the callers have gone off now.
If you love this show, and how's it go? And you want to make clap hands or something, I don't know. We're just flying with this material, ain't we? 0171-412-1152. It's Nick and Carol, but not for very much longer. So if you want to be a part of this show, you're going to have to hurry up. So I'm going to fix up these sound effects. while we're actually doing the programme. What's this one?
Right.
There's nothing on it. Perfect.
What do you mean you've got a... Well, aren't they already there? Then you just do
it. You do. So that's the stripper one.
Right.
Go ahead. Now you tell us your story.
Which one? Which one do you want?
Well, start at the very beginning. How about with the wedding last week?
Oh, the wedding. Yeah, so you don't realise that you had the first interview with Norman Cook, the newlywed Norman Cook, last Saturday night. He spoke to you on the phone.
I didn't realise that. All I heard was drunken revelry. And
there was,
screeching.
There was a lot of drunken revelry.
So I heard that Zoe Ball finally got off on her honeymoon because she had a dose of the flu. I'd heard that there was a lot of sniffing at that party. I guess that must be what it was.
Nothing to do with that. She was ill. Well, I don't think she was planning to go on honeymoon till later anyway. I mean, you know, I don't know, actually. Nobody knows.
So anyway, you go to... Where
she wasn't well, I know that.
Right, Zoe Ball's party. I didn't read very much about it in the press. Were the press actually there?
Yeah, there were, but, you see, because there was no kind of big cover-up, you know, there was no big security cover-up because there was no deal
done
with... They
weren't interested.
Hello, and, or OK Magazine, there was nothing done with them. What Zoe and Norman did was they left the party especially to go out and do a photo call with all the press who were hanging outside the front at Babington House, and there were loads there. I mean, there were millions there.
Really?
I'm
amazed at the interest in the two of them, because they could both walk down the high street and they wouldn't get a second glance. I mean, it's not like they're famous. It's not like they're Posh and Becks.
I think they're very famous. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm trying to sticker up these buttons. Are these actual... I'm trying to peel the backing off just paper, aren't I? There's no backing. They're not stickers, are they? Oh, they are.
They are stickers.
Oh, this is driving me mad. Go on.
So for that reason, you know, the papers didn't... They had nobody to beat, so they didn't make a big deal out of it. Do you know what I mean? Ugh.
For the last 5 minutes, I've been trying to peel the backing off these damn stickers. It ain't coming off.
But they had nobody to kind of, you know... Annoy. You know, like with the Posh and Becks thing, they published those pictures before OK printed them because it was simply just to annoy them, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right, because they didn't have access, so they were going to get it by hook or crook.
And they had no photos at all inside the actual grounds of Babington House, so they didn't get the ceremony by the lake or anything. They didn't get any of that because the security was quite tight and no one could get near it. But...
Excuse me for a second. Now this one doesn't... Oh, blimey. Where is he?
Andy can't come in here. He's too ill. If he touches you, you will die.
Not that one. Oh, Jesus. Why don't we do this on the air, for crying out loud?
You are doing it on the air.
Forget it. No sound effects. Go on.
Well, where was I?
I don't know. Babington House.
Oh, was it Zoe's wedding, yeah. So the funniest thing is... Well, it's not funny at all, because, I'm really annoyed about it. In OK Magazine this week, right, it says the only pictures inside Zoe Ball's wedding. So you open it up, and sure enough, there are some pictures that some low-life scumbag so-called friend guest at the wedding has sold to OK Magazine. Now, this is not like, you know, this is not OK planting somebody in the wedding. This is someone who has been invited and trusted. And the whole reason that they didn't do a deal with OK and Hello is because they thought that we can't possibly tell our friends not to bring their cameras. So everybody took loads of photos. But someone... I can't believe this. I opened up OK Magazine, I couldn't believe it. And there's photos here with a speech from OK Magazine. Let me just read what it says. After the official poses, we present the pictures everyone said we would never get. The only shots from amid the smoky atmosphere inside Zoe and Norman's wedding party.
What did that smoke smell of, by the way?
Listen to this. Despite our generous offers to the couple, or the charity of their choice, they decided not to use one of OK's prestigious photographers and maintain the security, control and quality of a full wedding coverage. Excuse me? What, like Posh and Becks, you mean? Hideous pictures. And as always, one of their guests did not respect that decision and pictures were offered for sale. Listen to this sanctimonious rubbish. Out of respect, OK decided to buy these pictures off the market and show only those that present the couple and their friends in the least embarrassing light. We also matched the sum we paid with a contribution to charity.
Mm-hmm.
How different it could have been! Exclamation mark. This is so hideous. How much did this person get? That's what I want to know. We would have loved to give the occasion the full OK treatment and do full justice to the happy day with an album which Zoe and Norm could show their children with pride. Excuse me? Oh, I'm seething at this. The high-earning couple may one day look back on these good times and regret there was no appropriate public record to share their memories with their fans.
Like it's any of our business.
How hideous is that? And then, look, hang on, just one more thing. They said we're only going to use the photos that show the couple and their friends in the least embarrassing light. Well, they certainly didn't get any pictures of me. That's sure, because I was... I'll tell you what I did later, because I was the worst-behaved person there.
No.
As usual. But there's one picture they printed. I don't know. I'm sure Zoe will remember who took this picture. Zoe fell over on the dance floor, and her dress was like all over her head and everything. It was just, you know. And someone's taking the picture, and that's the one they printed.
Perfect.
The least embarrassing picture.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Actually,
it could have been of her, her pre-pregnant internal examination.
Oh, it possibly was. Yeah. But there is a picture that you can kind of work out who might have taken that, because I know Mitch has got pictures taken around about this area, because this is where all the Radio 1 lot was sitting.
Hey, Radio 1 is wonderful. Barkley, okay.
This is when Johnny Ball was doing his speech, there were people, like, you know, taking pictures all the time, but you can kind of work out who's sitting there. So you'd go two back and then work out who was sitting next
to
who.
We'll do a little Columbo action during the week, and we'll have the answer for you next week.
I'd love to know.
Here's one in Kent. Hello. Kent.
Hello, Joe.
Gaunt. Here's Finchley.
Good evening, Nick.
Good evening, Ray.
Hello, how are you?
By the way, I've got a message from an old friend of ours.
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth from Cheddar. Hey. A message from her later on. I've got it on tape.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she called another place, another DJ at another place. And apparently she listens to me over there.
Oh, brilliant.
So we have a little message from Elizabeth from Cheddar.
No.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God.
About time to.
So anyway, what's up, Ray?
Anyway, I'd just like to let you know there's a Peter Dealey site out there.
Peter Dealey. Now, I bet he's over here.
He's over here, yep.
No. What's wrong with these things here, Andy? They don't work. He'll sort them out in a second.
He will sort them out.
He's not remotely interested. He's ill.
Very ill.
He's thinking, stop bothering me.
I think the name's Sick Boy. You know, really.
He is sick.
He's very sick today, yeah.
And he came in here just now, having delivered my cola diet-based product, and I've never seen anybody look so white. You shouldn't actually be at work. We can do this show without you.
You've got the yodel.
I mean that in a nice way. So anyway, what's up, Ray?
Have you got the yodel sound effect first?
I don't know. It's in there somewhere, but nothing stick it up. It's just a sea of buttons with no indication of what's actually on them.
Anyway, Carol, you know, there's an unofficial LBC site that I've started.
Oh, is there?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I told Nick about this last week. I thought I'd better let you know so you can have a little look up it.
All right.
Yeah, not only are yours and Nick's websites on there, but also Tommy Boyd's... the new Peter Dooley website and et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Well, get set to change everything.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the address? What's the address? How do
you
find it?
I'll give you the address. It's listen.2/1152.
Oh, how sweet.
Well, there's no point because I've got no pen, so I can't even write it down.
No.
Oh, dear. Well, if you're typing this, you can go back over it.
We're not fully functioned. We're not ready to do a radio show yet. Can you come back in a couple of hours?
You sound very happy tonight, Nick.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm amazed to be here, because as I said, I've set my alarm for 5, and I must have slept through it. I must have switched it off and then gone back to sleep, because it was actually switched off.
Mm.
You goon.
I know. And so I got up at 5:30, thinking there's absolutely flat out no way I'm going to get here.
Mm.
And Carol be like,
here!
Which she was.
You switches it off, but can't remember switching it off.
I've got no memory at all of anything that's happened up to and including this moment.
Mm. Yeah, so, any lightning rounds tonight?
Well, yeah, maybe if we, you know.
It's an idea, I suppose.
Yeah, well, in fact, come 9:00, we'll have had enough, so we'll just leave it up to you.
You can
just punch yourselves up.
Yeah. So, whatever you do, don't forget to play the old Elizabeth.
No.
All right.
We'll try and fit it in before 10.
That's essential.
Ta-ta.
Okay, bye-bye.
Here's the previous call, which we couldn't find. Mobile in Kent. Hello. How you doing?
Oh, right. I'm sitting in the car, killing myself laughing, listening to LBC, hearing about Hullet and whether or not he should or shouldn't have. Then on, you knew Nick and Carol, I think, oh, okay, I'll listen to that. I think was, and all I heard for the first half hour was Carol not getting out of a club, you trying to get here in a cab. The cab is getting your ear on time. I thought, what am I listening to here? I better ring up and find out who these two are. And then I hear that someone on the TV is trying to accost you and you say who she is. That poor woman, I wonder where she is now. She's probably still at Euston trying to get a room
somewhere. Yeah, or in prison on a rape charge.
And there's Carol killing herself laughing. I thought, hang on, I'm listening to a private conversation with two people here, driving away to a sort of an anniversary, thinking, they're getting paid.
Yeah, no, what a laugh.
Yeah, not a huge amount, but we are getting paid.
I'm going to tell you, I thought for a minute that I don't believe this, and you know, 40 minutes later, I'm still listening to you.
Excellent.
Well, good for you, Joe.
Good luck to you guys.
May the most of
it. It's a lot of fun.
It's like nothing you'll ever hear in this country. You have to go back to Australia to hear material of this quality.
Joe, where are you exactly in Kent?
Well, I just passed it. Somewhere on the way to Sittingbourne, somewhere on the 8249.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, where are you going?
Well, I'm going to an anniversary, 25th anniversary, and the family I'm going to have been waiting for me since 5 o'clock, but that's just nothing different from me.
Right, well, have a good time.
Thank you very much, and you too.
Yeah. Tough out, Joe.
All right, see you. Thanks for calling.
That was one of the criminals that we initially sent to Australia, and he's managed to find his way back. Kind of like a homing criminal. He's probably got a tag on his leg like this.
I know exactly where he is. Isn't that funny? On the 8249, the way to Sittingbourne. How bizarre is that? How odd. Anyway, so yeah, that's what we do, basically.
Let me see those pictures of Zoe Ball's wedding. We're going to take a break, we'll come back, and then we'll almost just start to act like professionals.
Listening to the boy from the big bad city.
Oh, I wanted a nice Saturday evening.
It's Nick Abbott and Carol McGiffin.
Anyway. I've got to tell you, hey, listen, what about Giles Brandreth's show tomorrow then?
Oh, talk about exciting.
I can't bear it. 4 till 7 he's on, right? Sunday drive time, Giles Brandreth show. You won't believe what's on there.
Mm.
Do you remember British astronaut Michael Fole? Do you remember him? He's the one who survived living aboard the Mir space station, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, his father's
survived
on
that
the
Russian,
show.
That Russian food. Now, Russian food is ordinarily pretty awful, but the stuff you have to extrude from a tube, forget about it.
Yeah, he lived on the Mir space station. Page. Well, his father's on the show.
Right. Yeah, who else?
Stop making me laugh. I'm trying to tell you something interesting.
I'm interested. Tell me, who else is on?
Scott Capurro, you know who he is. He's a funny bloke.
What, the camp American comedian?
That's right.
Well, he and Giles are going to get on like a house on fire.
Oh, absolutely. That should be a good listen, shouldn't it? And they've got a new feature as well. It's called the Brandreth Exclusive.
What's that?
Which premieres the Penguin Parade.
Huh?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Are you going to have penguins?
Well, you have to listen to find out, don't you? It'd be really, really good.
Well, listen, he gets better numbers than we do. In this slot, he got better numbers than we. You want to see our numbers?
No, I don't. Anyway, and also,
I've got him right here. Do you want to see?
I've
our numbers?
I've got to tell you who's climbing the Stairway to Heaven.
What does that mean?
This is the other feature, Stairway to Heaven.
The Hairway to Stephen?
It's a scriptwriter, comedian, and all-round entertainer, Barry Cryer.
Oh, he's great.
Giles Brandreth, Sunday drive time tomorrow, 4 till 7. Don't miss it.
It'll be a celebration that Barry Cryer's still alive. Is he still alive?
Yeah, of course he is.
Fantastic. So it's
go on, then.
Abe who can't get laid.
Hi, Nick.
How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Have you seen this new South Park movie yet, then, Nick?
No, I haven't. I've heard very good things about it.
I haven't seen it yet. I'll just... you know these religious nuts banging on about it?
Say what?
I read somewhere on the telly that's about these religious nuts saying that it's evil and stuff like that.
Well, you know, give religious nuts a moment to speak their mind and they'll come up with some rubbish like that. Yeah, of course.
Oh, I'm so not interested in South Park. Can you
Why?
Believe it? Why? Because I'm not.
You're bizarre. You're one of the most laddie girls I know. And yet you're not interested in anything that lads like apart from booze.
That is not true. I quite like football.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it just for the men in shorts, or do you are actually interested
Don't
in
be
the
silly.
Game?
I was a season ticket holder at Spurs for about 8 years.
So you're not interested in the game?
Yeah, well, exactly. That's why I stopped going. I want to go again, but I can't really, can I?
Why?
It's too late. Too late to get a season ticket. All
sold
out.
Of course, yeah.
Because George Graham would be too late. Anyway, they lost. to Leeds today.
Well, of course, they're Spurs.
I know.
What do you expect?
I know. But Arsenal lost two, so that's all right.
So, you don't like any of that sort of stuff? You don't like Beavis and Butthead, Kingly or anything like that, Carl?
No, I can't stand Beavis and Butthead.
You're actually very girly, because you buy OK magazine.
Not anymore. I'm not buying it anymore. Not after that.
I bet you do. Well, you're going to go back to Hello.
Am I?
No, you won't.
No, I'm not going to buy any of them. Do you know what I'm going to do with the OK magazine? This is my idea, so don't anyone nick it. I'm going to do something called the OK Review. I'm going to put it up on the internet for people to read. And I'm going to go through OK with a fine-tooth comb, and I'm going to just criticise absolutely everything in it.
What,
I'm going to do a review of the magazine.
Because as of a couple of weeks' time, you'll have a lot of time on your hands?
Yeah.
Right.
Because the thing is, right, you know the cover with Patsy Kennedy a couple of weeks ago? You know, she had her lips done? There's no doubt.
Oh, Pasty Kennedy.
Yeah, she looks like she's got bacon rashes on
like
her face.
She had her lips
she
done.
She looks like she's had her lips
there
done.
There is doubt. She looks like it. Yes.
No, there's no doubt she looks like She definitely looks like she's had her lips done, right?
Oh, dear.
And so much so, it looks like she's got bacon rashes on her face. They're so big. I mean, it's just... But the thing is, what's so bizarre about that is nobody mentioned it. No one in any newspaper or in any... Nobody mentioned it, like it didn't really happen. And it was so hilarious. So I know... Everybody I know pored over those pictures with so much glee, laughing their heads off. It was just too funny. She looked like she spoiled her face.
Was she a thin-lipped person?
Fairly. She was a bit pouty, yeah. A little bit pouty. Yeah.
Hey, do you thinking of having your lips done?
Why would I want to do that?
I don't know, something to think. You've got to start somewhere.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, because I've seen a picture of Aid.
Why is that on there?
You've got your own...
On the internet.
You've got your own website, did you know that?
They're actually putting it out there.
Yeah, you have a fan website of Aid Who Can't Get Laid.
God, I'll check that. What's it?
It's available for viewing by 2 billion people worldwide.
Yeah, and I'll tell you
what. There's got to be one woman out there.
I mean, I could go through this magazine, and what people have to do is buy it, and then look through it, and go, and they notice the things that I notice. Because they've made one huge, great mess up with these pictures from Zoe's wedding.
That's what we could do if we had, you know, if we had time.
Yeah.
If we had a future, then we could do that. Everybody buy OK magazine. We could flip through it together on the air.
Exactly.
Now turn to page 13.
Now look at that. You see, there's a picture on page 17 from Zoe's wedding that someone's taken. And the caption is, pop star Robbie Williams, whose recent smash hits include Millennium, Strong and Angels, which is soon to be released in the US, led an impromptu song with a couple of fellow revelers at the party. It's not Robbie Williams. He wasn't there. Stupid people.
It looked like Robbie Williams.
It's not him. I swear to you, it's not him.
Well,
he wasn't there. I know he wasn't there.
And you know that whoever wrote that wrote it as Robbie Williams, who's had his recent hits, and then they put in brackets, please look this up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just, you know, that is so pathetic. It's not even him.
Anyway, so what's up, Aid?
Yeah, are you leaving then, though? You keep making these references about you going away in a couple of weeks.
No. Hang on a minute. Hang on one moment. We're going to have a conference.
Okay.
Okay, we have no comment to make. We're here this week.
That's really helpful, that is.
Yeah, I know. But we're here...
And we're here next week, and then we're both off.
But the thing with radio is you never know you're going to be here. Like, we assume that here we're going to be here next week, but then you never...
You never know.
And the thing with radio is you only know you've done your last show when you've... finish your last show.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because they're not going to say, oh, you're fired, but you're fired in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Please go ahead and we'll give you some airtime.
And also, we might be going on a radio holiday, because we are both off at the same time, so, that's the thing.
As the plan stands now, we're here this week and next week, and then I'm off for 2 weekends, which I'm really keen to go away, but I'm a bit upset that I'm going to be off. And I do think... that maybe we should do... I could do the show on the phone with you.
From
Greece, yeah, you could call me at my hotel. I'd love to do the show for a couple of hours on the phone, rather than just disappear completely. I see, because as odd as it is, to the end of my contract, we've got, five shows to go? This week?
Yeah.
Next week. I'm off for 2 weeks.
I'm off for one, yeah.
And then we're back for 1 week, and then that's the end of the contract.
Yeah.
story in there. They've got to, you two, what's it, got to be the best thing on that station?
Well, the numbers don't suggest that that's true.
No.
As I was talking last week, the people who listen to LBC do not specifically listen to this show. If you look at the demographic breakdown, there's a gap in the only column that... Oh, there's actually two columns. In the two columns that of the age range that listen to the station, and they both go to zero when we're on. And then there's a minute audience of younger people that actually come in and listen to us. And then those people don't listen to anything else on the station. So we're kind of... you know, we're floaters, as far as LBC is
concerned. We're the odd ones out, aren't we?
Yeah, totally,
we're kind of the odd ones out.
So, yeah, I forgot last week. It was your birthday on Sunday, wasn't it?
That's right.
Oh, of course it was. Happy birthday.
Yeah, now, the birthday thing is over here somewhere. Now, these haven't been labelled up, so if I get it... Oh, it's Elizabeth, is it?
Yeah, no, that's Elizabeth over there on the right.
All right, we'll have to use her shortly.
What did you do? Did you go out and get drunk? Or
no, I went and saw Star Wars for the second time.
Oh, my God, you're tragic.
It was great.
I despair. I give up.
I would go and see it again. That's how great it was.
What?
Thrilling. It was laugh out loud exciting.
Everybody slagged it off.
Well, they were wrong.
One.
They were wrong. And I went to see it the first time thinking, it's such a big social event. I'm not going to go into it so much as I did this last week. It's such a big social event that although I know I'm going to be disappointed, I thought, I'm just going to have to go and see it because it's just like one of those things, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I don't know what you mean, actually, but go on.
Well, yeah, but, you know, the whole country's talking about it.
Yeah.
It's like blah, blah, blah. So being as I am on the radio and in the media, so it's just one of those things I'm going to have to do.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I probably won't like it, but I'll just write it off for tax.
And, yeah, right.
And I loved it so much that I felt I wanted to see it again instantly. It's just such a great film.
Yeah,
it's thrilling.
Ain't Star Wars like when somebody told you at the end of the film, when she lied out there times a thousand? She never already happens at the end now. I was like, the three that's made in the first place.
Well, we've got the next two to go, and so in 10 years, I'll know what happens in the end. No, because there's another three to be made after that. I wonder if I'll live long enough to see all nine. Anyway, we've got to go.
Right, so... You are on next week, bud, you know.
As the plan stands now, yeah.
So you are officially the same age as me as well now.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, now I really feel bad.
Because it was Mitch's birthday on the same day.
Oh, here we go with the Mitch thing again. Now, are you two getting married?
Yeah.
OK Magazine won't be remotely interested in your pictures.
Don't care. Wouldn't have them there anyway.
Anyway, ta-ta, Aid.
Speak to you soon, isn't it?
Bye, Aid.
It's 0171 412 1152. It's Nick and Carol on LBC and you. Have we got any ads to do yet? No. So
what's the time?
It's... Haven't you got a clock?
Yeah, but it's always wrong, isn't it, mine?
No, it's like a minute or so before. Shall we do Elizabeth from Cheddar now?
Go on, yes.
Is it all...
Go on, because it'll get to 9:58 and you'll go, oh, we haven't had time to do Elizabeth from Cheddar.
Okay, so here it is. Elizabeth from Cheddar used to be my absolute favourite caller ever in the other place that I used to do this show. And she listens to somebody now where I work. Shall I just play it and shut up? Yeah. Well, I would do if it works, but of course it doesn't. Oh, no, I'm pressing the wrong button. And it still doesn't work. Perfect.
To Nick Abbott, thank you for helping me. This is Elizabeth Smith from Cheddar. But I'm at my breakdown now. And I was going to say I'm getting better and better. And I don't speak Cheddar because that was my accent when I was in the breakdown. Like, but I am born in Somerset and Taunton. There's all a crew on the internet. And I'd like to thank you a lot, mate. Thank you very much.
It was Elizabeth from
Cheddar.
Cheddar.
She had a breakdown then.
Actually talking to me on the air.
No.
Well, I know, but I think I did it to her.
Did you cause it?
I must have
you
done, yeah.
Monster. I was in Somerset last weekend. I should have gone to see Elizabeth from Cheddar.
That would have been an experience. Anyway, Nick and Carol, we'll come back after the new news.
This is the Voice of London on 11:52 a.m. LBC News.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Nick Qureshi.